So, I thought we should just skip the whole thing about the beheading of John the Baptist, shall we? That's a fine idea. Yes, 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 yes. No, it's not a comic book. I was really interested, though, in the first lesson, where, Amos says something about, I saw God and God held a plumb line. A plumb line. What is a, that is an excellent question. What is a plumb line? It's kind of for measuring stuff. Yeah. It's a really cool thing. And I do have a plumb line, but I couldn't find it. So I brought the next best thing. But a plumb line is just a weight on the end of a big string. And if you go up to a tall building and you hold that plumb line really still, you can tell whether the building is straight or wiggly and crooked. Now, why do you think you'd want to know that? Yeah, so you can know if it's going to fall down or not. Are you going to be an architect? I think that's an amazingly great answer. You're right. Well, this is actually called a level. And it's actually sort of a newfangled kind of plumb line for people who can't untangle strings. And it does the same sort of thing. And so what you can do is you can take it and you... My wife has the same ring on her phone. So what we can do, come on up here. This is a field. Let's take a field trip. Come on up here. So if we wanted to find out if something was straight or wiggly or crooked, we could take this and just put it right there. Okay? Come on over here and look. Now, what we're looking for, what we're hoping for, is see the bubble? We want the bubble to be between the plumb lines. Hoo-hoo! And then we would know whether or not people will get dizzy at communion. So what do you think? It's a little bit over here. So, Larry, could you come fix this, please? Okay, so, but it's just off a little bit, isn't it? Right? It's just off a little bit. It's pretty close. Okay, so that's not too bad. So let's go check a pew, shall we? Come on. Let's go check a pew because some pews are crooked. Come on. So, Amos, God's saying God's there with holding the plumb line up to find out if everything is straight. So here we go. Let's check it this way. Okay, now we don't care too much. What do you think about that bubble? Looks pretty darn good, doesn't it? Looks really good. Yeah. Yeah, you're looking at this bubble. It's pretty straight, isn't it? Good pew. Let's check this one. What do you think about that one? Oh, that's not looking too bad. Okay, so it kind of checks to make sure things are straight. Yeah, let's try the floor. What do you think? That's not too bad. That's not too bad. But let's do one more thing here. Let's see. Let's check this guy here. Let's get him to stand up. Because, you know, if this can tell you whether things are, you know, kind of straight and good and ready to go, let's see here. What do you think? Let's start. I bet back here. It'll work, right? I think. Oh, look. Oh, he leans really far to the left. Did you notice that? Wow. Well, maybe. Thank you. Maybe you seated. That's my friend Steve. I can pick on him. So when Amos was saying, look, God was holding the plumb line up and you just didn't measure up. So God said to Israel, you know what? You don't measure up straight. You people don't follow the plumb line. So I'm not going to be a part of your life anymore because you don't measure up. Does that sound right? No. And as a matter of fact, a little bit later in Ephesians, Paul will say, you know what, even though you don't quite measure up, even though the plumb line is a little wonky and, what did you say, sort of wiggly and maybe we have a hard time standing up on our own, that maybe the plumb line doesn't really show everything and God will stay with us. The plumb line might not be perfect. You know, if we measured, let me measure you guys, you kind of go way off. Do you think that means that God doesn't love you? So I wonder if maybe God has a different plumb line than like this. I think maybe what Paul was trying to tell us is that God's plumb line isn't something rigid and hard and, you know, you can sort of measure, yep, this one's good. Oh, that's a Christian. Oh, that's a Christian. Oh, that's a Christian. Oh, not so sure. But maybe the plumb line is God's love. That's the measure that God holds up for us. And God always loves us, no matter what the bubble says. So these tools are good for some things, for maybe checking how good the altar rail is, and we can check and see if the floor is pretty level. Ooh, not so much. But it's not a plumb line that's good for measuring people. Only love can do that. And God loves you more than anything in the world. So when God holds up God's plumb line, God says, yeah, I do love Danny. I do love all of you. So, plumb lines. Wasn't that more fun than the beheading of John the Baptist? I certainly thought so. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places.